Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenic of Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenic of Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenic of joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting the gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenic track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenic Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on freedomizerradio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on freedomizerradio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello, and everybody, and thank you for joining the Proof Negative show tonight. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a moment. And if you out there in Radio Land want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and bring Amanda in here. Welcome in.
Hello. It's great to be here. And even though it's dark earlier than it should be, it takes me a couple weeks to get used to the time change, just saying.
Yeah, when I had my day job where I actually had to drive to work, I was always mad in December when I would work 7:30 to 4:30, and it's dark when I go to work, and then it's dark. It's just getting dark when I get off work, so I had no sunlight for the whole day.
Yeah, and you're stuck inside an office all day long in the artificial light. Yeah.
Yes,
I would love to see other states go the way of Arizona, specifically in this area. There are other ways I'd like Utah, specifically my state, to be more like Arizona, but this would be definitely the top of the list at the moment for me. Although I did hear that Arizona might have had some good results with their voting recently, as of the last I checked today.
Yeah, well, I've been checking on it every hour just to see if there's any difference. But I don't know if you know this or not, but there is a bill that was written, and I think it passed Congress, and the Senate just never took it up. But it's to keep the United States on permanent daylight savings time.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that. So that would be a federal thing then. It would be all the states would be under that umbrella.
Right.
Wow.
Unless the state really wanted to do daylight savings time, I guess they could.
And I
Although
don't see the point
sense.
Of it. Yeah, exactly. You'd be the only state out of the rest. That doesn't make any sense. And it seems like it's not just Arizona, is it also Hawaii? Isn't there another state that also does not participate? I'm trying to remember. Arizona for sure, but is it Hawaii? I'm trying to remember now.
Yes, Arizona and Hawaii. I mean, yeah, Arizona and Hawaii are the two that don't.
Okay, thanks for the reminder. Yeah, I would like that to be the case. And, you know, not that I'm all into lots more laws. I'm not in favor of laws for everything, but it would be nice to have a standard that we could all just assume that when I make an appointment with a client, I can actually assume that we're going to be on the same schedule, because I do have clients in Arizona, and that throws me off. It would be nice. And plus, of course, I don't like it getting dark earlier. That's just, to me, it serves no purpose.
I've always wondered about this, and it would kind of be funny and it would be strange at the same time. But I just wish there was one time, and that's it. And
yeah,
if it's dark for you between noon and ten at night, then it's light out from midnight to 11. Then so be it.
Yeah, that would be nice instead of the Pacific time and Mountain Daylight time and
yeah, everybody
Central,
would know
yeah.
what time it is. It just means that. And just like Christmas, I don't know how people in Australia do Christmas and snow and all that stuff, because it's in Fahrenheit, it's a good 100 degrees plus in Australia. It's not going to snow on Christmas. They've established that.
Yeah, right. Yes. And the only time I've been to Hawaii was in 2017, and of course, it was right around, it was in November, it was pretty close to Thanksgiving, and of course they already had lots of Christmas decorating going on, and there's no snow, But in every grocery store, there were displays with Santa in the snow and snowmen. And it,
yeah.
But I agree. Wouldn't it be nice to just put that to the side? I would approve of that.
Yeah, although it would be kind of sad when you have it gets dark at like 1 in the afternoon someplace, but whatever, they'll get used to it.
Yeah, right. At least we wouldn't be confused.
Yeah.
The time. But yeah, it definitely takes me a couple of weeks. I don't sleep well as it is, and then any time that I have to concern myself with the time change, I either end up staying up too late and getting up too early or vice versa. It's very annoying.
Oh, me, I can't wait to go to sleep.
Well, that makes sense because right now our bodies feel like for you, it'd be more like going on 6:30. For me, it feels feels like it'd be going on 7:30,
Right.
You. Yes. For me, it feels like it's going on 8:30, and my body won't adjust to that for probably another week.
No, what time do you have to go to the building?
To my office?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? I'm sorry. Oh, yes. It depends. It varies every day. So tomorrow I have my first client at 8 a.m.
Oh.
And, yeah, so it's not too bad.
Well, yeah, my day job, it starts at 7, and it's a very long commute.
Oh, yeah. What, 10 steps?
Yeah, sometimes there's a dog in the way, or there's a cat that needs to be petted.
That definitely would hold you up. You might be a few minutes late. But, yeah, I only live about 15 minutes away from my office, so tomorrow I'll get up at the usual about 6:30 and I'll have time. And, yeah, I feel like it's lighter, of course, than it was in the morning, but it still throws me off. Right now it feels so much later than it is.
So, Arizona.
Yeah.
And Nevada is kind of in the same boat, though. It's just not as popular.
Yeah.
Except it's expected that Governor Shitsack loses, not because I don't like him, but Squishy Joe, the Republican candidate, is ahead by about 5 or 6 percentage points.
Oh. And that could change, I guess. I mean, what do you feel like is going to happen? What's your educated guess?
Considering that the Senate race and the Congress race is up by a decent amount, I think they stay red. Not just because I want them to, but they're ahead enough. I'll take my chances on that. My local Congress,
yeah.
I think this stays blue. Although it's close, I just don't think that the Republicans going to get my particular district.
Mm. Yeah, makes sense. Well, that should be interesting. When do they suggest that the results will be in? Are they coming out with a specific time? Because, you know,
not
nowadays,
really.
It
just
a
says
week.
That they're 81% counted, but that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I like how some races, they call it for whoever within 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yep. And it makes so much sense because some you have to count for days and others you know immediately. That makes a lot of sense. But nobody questions it truly.
I didn't expect like a huge tsunami or anything, even though Democrats did nothing to earn their keep, but I expected more.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
If Carrie Lake and the people in Arizona pull it out, maybe that might be about what I expected. I expected maybe one or two other seats to go Republican, and maybe Herschel Walker takes it in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But they put a lot of money into Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. Those were the three key states that Democrats refused to give up power in.
Uh-huh.
It just makes no sense to me, Amanda, that do you know who is in charge of counting the votes in Arizona? Do you know who's the top person in that?
Oh, I don't.
Katie Hobbs, the one that's running for governor.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
gee,
she refused to recuse herself.
Yeah, that seems legit, like there'd be no conflict of interest. And so people will take that at face value, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like a Democrat is going to be legit and allow someone to take her coveted position.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, that should be interesting to see how the results are. I've been reading a few different people's commentary on what's going on right now, and I was hearing about the voting the rules that they were using in Florida for voting in comparison to other states, and apparently Florida has been able to get that done pretty quickly and get their votes done. I mean, their votes counted, and it's been pretty smooth for them because they have such strict rules in place.
Right.
And I'm sure you heard all about that, and you already know the restrictions that they had, but you had to show voter ID. And what was the other? It was a voter ID that was required. And, I'm trying to remember now. Anyway, the voter ID was the big one for me, whereas...
But DeSantis refused to let the Department of Justice come in to help with the election.
Oh.
Hey, that's just as important, if not more so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that makes sense. And then they already know what's going on, whereas in other states, it's still so confusing. But apparently that John Fetterer woman is ahead, right? Did they say he actually won? I haven't heard the final.
Everybody's calling it, but Dr. Oz did not concede, and it's close enough where they could do a recount.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm hearing a lot of dismay out of people, like, how did this person win?
I don't know a person that voted for him, and I was trying to find one today.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't associate with people who, in general, I don't know of anyone that I associate with that is interested in anything that he has to say, considering he's just a Brandon Jr. So I can't imagine anybody thinking that he would be a good leader of any kind, a good representative.
Yeah,
how can you
John Fetterwoman makes Brandon look like a great orator, like Ronald Reagan.
Oh, dear, yeah, that's saying something.
But you realize
you
what the
that
goal is in that seat, right? That the Democrats don't want him. They want to win that seat so he could pass the chair off to his wife.
Yeah.
His wife, if you think Fetterwoman is a radical, his wife is about as radical as they come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you told me about her... I think it was a few weeks ago, so I looked it up, and it's pretty interesting, very fascinating how that worked out. And I saw a picture of her today, and I thought, you can tell she's part of that system, the cabal.
Yeah.
It's obvious that it's a setup. And don't get me wrong, I don't think Dr. Oz is some kind of great politician that he's got all of his ducks in a row. I find him to be totally flaky, but out of the two, at least he was, you could comprehend what he was saying. he could stream.
Well, I never met Dr. Oz. I'm not a fan. But at the same time, I don't know how he is politically. Maybe he means well. I don't know. I really didn't give him a chance. But he runs circles around a guy that, even if he was healthy, just has really terrible ideas.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And every time
and
I hear...
I just can't believe that one of his close friends, Oprah, who Dr. Oz worked with on that show for, what, at least a decade, she endorsed Fetterwoman and strictly because Fetterwoman is a Democrat.
Huh. Yeah, I hadn't heard that. That doesn't surprise me one bit, actually, because we know what Oprah is all about. But, yeah, I hadn't heard that little tidbit. Good to know. And every time I see or hear a clip of Fetterwoman, it's something that always has me shaking my head. Either I don't understand what he's saying, or he talks in circles, or he contradicts himself. Like, I believe it was about fracking. Was it fracking?
Yeah.
He's not in favor, but he is, but he couldn't. In one sentence, he couldn't come to a conclusion if he supports it or if he's against it. And it's a big talking point right now. I mean, a lot of people are into finding ways to protect the environment, and he wasn't sure what to say on that. And yet still he gets support. I don't see where that support comes from. I can't figure out his constituents are.
You know what's even funnier is that all throughout the Northeast, because the pipelines are all closed, it's expected that almost any day now the Northeast is going to start having freezes and electricity in the wintertime might be rationed. So they vote blue no matter who. So the blue runs the table in that area so they can enjoy their frost.
Well, anything to keep the controllers in office, I suppose. And you'll hear other people saying things like that. Well, it's for the greater good, or it's for a bigger purpose, and I don't mind suffering a little bit. But they're under the assumption that these leaders, quote unquote, are doing anything for their constituents. They're not. It's all about themselves. They like their platform, and they like to keep it all in the family, and they don't care about the people who they're supposed to represent.
So I caught this fact, and I wrote about it on my spy book today.
Oh, yeah?
Just over 4 out of 10 Americans, so it was like just under 41% of voting Americans don't care one bit about politics or policies. They just go to the polls and vote Democrat no matter what. That's roughly 41% of America, so 4 out of 10 people know nothing, but they will vote Democrat because they were told to. And it has nothing to do with who Trump is. It has nothing to do with policies. It has nothing to do with Brandon. It's just the old adage of my grandfather was a Democrat, my father was a Democrat, my wife's family were Democrats. My kids are Democrats, so I'm going to vote Democrat. And if you say, well, what about the policies? Oh, I don't care.
Huh. Wow.
And you can't
imagine
talk to them. You can't tell them anything.
Exactly.
Now, that's what you're up against. So that's why in New York City, when Hochul laughs and says that people that think that there's crime in New York City are conspiracy theorists, even though you can't see a subway anymore. And subway riding is down over 45% in the last 2 years in Manhattan, not because there's less people, but people don't want to be mugged on the subway.
Huh.
And then they have Bill Clinton talking and trying to make jokes, and people actually left offended because Bill Clinton was mocking people that think that there's crime in New York City. And Hochul was laughing at Zeldin in the debate. calling him a conspiracy theorist because he wants to fix crime. And why are you so focused on crime? And they've just voted themselves Kathy Hochul again, so they'll get their crime. Don't worry.
No, it's a conspiracy. There's no crime. What are you talking about? There's no crime. Nope. And that's fascinating to me because that's always been known. That area has always been known to have a high crime rate anyway, just like over all the years. Constantly, it's just known. And so, of course, it's going to be a usual topic for anyone to be addressing who's in any leadership position there. Well, I can't imagine who's voting these people in. I don't even know.
Upstate New York voted for Zeldin. Long Island, they voted. Everybody that's in office, basically, on Long Island is now a Republican. They voted red everywhere else except for the New York City area.
Interesting. Yeah. Should be interesting to see what the results are in the end for everybody. I'm hearing differing opinions and speculation, but it will be fascinating to see.
There is no way whatsoever that Katie Hobbs in Arizona should even be close, let alone leading by a few thousand votes. But then again, they had the same voting issues in the same exact place from 2 years ago. And the guy that ran it 2 years ago ran it now. And I'm sure in two more years he'll run it again in the same locations. And like Carrie Lake was saying, this only happens in Republican areas, so people leave and don't vote elsewhere.
That actually makes sense, to be honest.
So Carrie Lake said, if you're a Republican and you're in one of these places that has an issue, you're allowed to drive to a Democrat area, and the voting is perfectly okay.
That's interesting. Have you heard anything on what's been voted on in California?
No, I did not. So if you have anything, I know Gruesom won, and that's about it.
Yes, so that's the premise of the big issue, because he is for policies that are all about abortion anytime, at any stage of pregnancy, and of course, open borders and more. Of course, they're calling it protection for the LGBTQ community, but just more inclusiveness. So making it important to call people by their preferred pronouns. And so I was just reading through some of what was being posted on a specific Telegram page addressing a lot of the different things that were coming up. And if you know who Peggy Hall is, she lives in Orange County, California.
Are you asking me or the audience?
You or anybody, yeah.
Oh, because we've been on each other's shows before. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, on Peggy's? You've been on Peggy Hall's show?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, well, awesome. I watch her all the time.
Yeah, because when Bareface is Legal was prominent, yeah, we were on each other's shows talking about wearing the scams.
Oh. Well, excellent. Yes, that's awesome. I must have missed that because I listen to her stuff a lot. Well, and she does pay attention to what's going on as far as policies and those who are in authority who are making specific decisions. And I don't know if you saw any of what she was calling out now, but it's not.
Yeah, I haven't followed her recently, so I don't know what she's up to.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lot about what's going on with the policies that are in alignment with Gruesom, as you call him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more taxes, open borders, abortion as one sees fit. And So I was just thinking to myself as I'm reading through this that that could cause a lot of Californians to throw up their hands and not want to deal with it anymore and see a bigger exodus from California than we have been seeing.
I've heard a lot of people, though, that people in New York, New Jersey, and California, they were staying to see if they could make a change in the election, and if nothing changed, they were bouncing.
Yeah, and that's the impression I'm having from a lot of what people are saying on her page as well, and just like, hey, we've been trying, nothing's happened, nothing's changed, it's time for us to move, and... You know, they're saying things like the Republicans cannot be given any kind of platform whatsoever in California. It doesn't even matter if they actually did have the majority. They would never be allowed to have that platform because that will defeat the purpose of what's trying to happen just through the whole country. So you're probably fully aware of how that they'll use the West Coast and the East Coast like bookends and get things going in those areas, so New York and California, and getting things in place that are communistic, socialistic, and implementing their plans in these different areas, the two areas, and then moving it through into the rest of the country. And so I think a lot of people will be watching what happens in California and what happens in New York to know what may be coming their way and how to prepare for that. And so my thought was that I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a lot more of the conservatives moving out of California and coming our way. Utah gets a lot of Californians, which I can understand. I would want to move out too if it were me.
Well, I think the Northern California are moving to Idaho. And the Southern California is either moving to Texas or Arizona. Some are here, and you guys get some of the Republican ones that because Utah, the average person thinks is just a racist state, so they don't want to move there. So you get lucky with your area, with people not wanting to visit.
Huh. Yeah, you've got a point there. That's true.
Yeah, so the Californians you see in St. George are the people that you don't mind talking to.
Yeah, that's true. And there are some Utahns who find that Californians are hard to deal with, but I don't see a problem. I feel like if I were in California, I would want to move as well and get out as fast as I could. But regardless, it's...
Speaking of Utah, is our friend joining us tonight, Laura?
She is. Yes, I'm excited. I have a little bio to read of hers, and we'll be talking politics with her, I'm sure, and then many other things. She is very...
Well, when is she scheduled to come in?
8 o'clock. Or that would be 7 o'clock your time.
Oh, so the second hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's cool.
Yep. So I was reading really quickly the reproductive freedom rights is Proposition 1 in California, and that was voted on according to this poll, or according to the recent count of the votes, that almost 75% were voting yes toward the abortion at any time and any form that they feel so that they decide to do. And that, oh, and then, no, that's not it. Efforts to enshrine abortion, yes. So essentially the big thing in California, I assume by what I'm reading here, is that the abortion was a big thing. And I feel like that's happening as well in other states. Maybe you can tell me because you know New York a lot better than I do, but I feel like there was some kind of legislation that was being voted on in New York on abortion at any stage. Is that correct?
I don't recall that either way.
Okay. So I feel like that was the case, or if it wasn't New York, it might have been, no, I'm pretty sure it was New York. So voting on that and legalizing it to allow for any term, any part of the abortion. Now, that's not saying after the child's born. I don't believe that was even part of the legislation. But regardless, it's a deal breaker for a lot of people because they don't, that it's not about banning abortion completely. It's more about keeping it within the a small window from, you know, conception up to like 6 weeks, I think. And if I remember right, and only under some circumstances, say if it's like rape or incest or the health of the mother. And those are not the case anymore in California from what I'm reading. So if anybody's listening who's from California or lives there, I should say, and wants to help me out with that, I'm trying to find exactly where I had read it, and I'm having a hard time. There's so many, so much information right now, I can't find the exact link I was reading. So, yeah.
I am so tired of that same tired argument about the abortions.
Hmm. It is a tired argument. Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I'm still trying to find.
I don't think there's that many people out there that really are going to run on, I'm going to force people that are raped and incest and where the mother will die, where we're going to make them have their kid anyway. I don't know people that think like that.
Yeah, agreed. I agree with that, especially when it comes to a young child. So say that girl is 12, 13, and, you know, it makes sense that they would take all the facts into consideration. So it's a constitutional right now in California to have any late-term abortion, essentially. Yes, that's sickening and disturbing. And what happens in California usually does trickle into infect and corrupt the rest of the state, sadly. So this will be interesting to see. I mean, I don't know how much influence Utah will have in that area, just because typically Utah, like you said, it does tend to be looked at as maybe a racist state or a very religious state. But there are other things in Utah that you never would have assumed or would expect to happen that are being welcomed. And the governor of Utah is he's corrupt, and he has no spine. He is absolutely fine to just do whatever he's told to do by whichever other higher up that he might answer to. And he's not answering to any God. He claims he's Christian, but his behavior is to show otherwise. So it doesn't give me any comfort. The representatives that I have in Utah are very few that you can actually trust to represent you. They do whatever they want, and they don't care about the consequences. They're not really interested in the majority of their constituents.
Well, that's like what the Salt Lake Tribune calling Burgess Owens one of the top people in the KKK.
Right. I hadn't heard that until you told me, and I was like, what? Isn't he also a black man?
Yeah, but allegedly a KKK person on the street can tell which black people are in the KKK and which ones aren't.
Right. Oh, goodness.
But that makes sense, though, when you have 40.5% of America that just that votes, says they're voting Democrat, and don't talk to me about any policies, I don't care, I'm just voting Democrat because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Which further enhances the corruption, because if somebody knows that they're going to win re-election and they don't have to do jack diddly squat for you, guess what they're going to do? Jack diddly squat.
Yeah. Right. Serving their own purposes as usual.
Yeah, if a Republican was threatening to win on the south side of Chicago, they would police their own before allowing a Republican to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But because nobody's going to vote Republican, keep going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And who's to say that even if you did have a majority voting Republican, that they would even allow that truth to come out? Because we, as we saw with the presidential election, it doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't really seem to matter. They are capable of fraud on every level in any situation. There's nothing but fraud. And I saw that through 2020 with all the hospitals. They were getting paid by the government to keep people on their protocols so that they could get paid more for patients putting them on the ventilators. That's the word I needed, rather than give them an actual treatment that works. So, yeah, and anything to keep the funding, anything to keep the money flowing, they were happy to do it. And at a level of corruption, I didn't think they would get away with for that long as they have. And I have yet to hear of any hospitals being held accountable for their behavior. Have you? You heard of any hospitals having to prove that their patients actually did need to be on those ventilators?
Yeah, the only one that ever got in trouble, and it wasn't even for that, but the only one that got loosely in trouble was Governor Cuomo in New York.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep, and you think about all throughout the whole country how many hospitals were just, they were being told, go ahead and do that. By administration, of course, go ahead and implement these protocols that we know are going to have a high kill rate on our patients, but we'll get more of a payout for these patients, whether they have COVID or not, actually are not sick with that. They have some other illness, we're going to label it that, so we can get more of a payout. And I just see that same pattern in all government, all arms of the government, just doing whatever it takes to keep that money flowing, that power flowing, to keep their positions, these long-term politicians who just, that's all they do. They just keep their positions and everything else be damned. And
I'm still trying to understand how Gretchen Whitmer got to keep her job in Michigan, because she was just as or more guilty than Governor Cuomo, had terrible debates, but because she's a Democrat, she gets to keep her job and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. It's corruption. They let her stay. They keep her there for all the reasons, all those very reasons. But we don't have any say in that, so we think we're voting, but we're really not. You can try to vote. You can attempt it, but truly it doesn't matter. They're going to use every way of they can think of to create the numbers that they want. And whether it's stuffing ballot boxes or surprise ballots showing up out of nowhere or dead people voting or people getting two ballots or you name it. And they'll always say, oh, whoops, it was a mistake. Oh, well, that was an accident. We don't know how that happened. Or, no, that didn't happen. They'll just gaslight you and say, no, that didn't happen. Actually, this is correct. This is the true voting numbers. And I would assume that most anyone who is aware of government corruption can see what's happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, so Michigan had another 3 a.m. ballot drop-off again, just like they normally do.
Oh.
No big deal. Everybody does it, right?
Yep. Of course. And I'm sure that means that it'll all be in favor of the Democrats.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Because that's what Democrats do.
Ever?
They don't like to stand in line, so they vote separately.
Right. And it comes in at 3 a.m. always.
Yes.
Doesn't seem fishy at all. Nope. Seems legit. But it's just like Peggy says, that the demons are coming for your children. And I love how she puts things and how she can lay it out in honest terms. She's very, very well spoken in every area, but she's able to really be blunt, point it out. The demons are coming for your children. And that's
so
in every
area.
So
I was going to tell you about this, Amanda, that on Sunday, my wife was watching TikTok in bed on her phone, and there's this guy, I don't even know if my wife was even watching it and learning anything or paying attention, but, you know, when I hear this kind of stuff, my ears perk up, and he said, and I quote, "Elections are just white people's shit. You guys... all you crackers go out there and think about issues. Yeah, you take this too seriously. We brothers and sisters, we just vote Democrat and don't give about any of that. We just do our rightful duty to vote Democrat, and we get the out of there."
Huh. Wow. Do you think that's – I don't know if that's legit, but maybe.
Oh,
maybe that is a
like
legitimate.
He was legit. I don't think he was joking when I watched it.
Huh. Interesting. So now
but
it's
then,
just white
then
people.
But then the very
shit.
Next day I saw that clip with 40.5% of voting Americans vote Democrat, and they don't care about issues. They just vote party.
So maybe that's who he's referring to. I'm assuming that's who he's referring to, because
I don't think that he was joking. Like I said, otherwise I wouldn't have said it.
Right. Wow. That's not.
But
that's
who the Democrats play to. They play to their crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything because they don't ask for anything, and when you make life more difficult for them, they just complain and vote Democrat harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just vote Democrat harder. I'll never forget my first days of voting and not knowing who was standing for what or what their platforms were, or even if I mm-hmm. could understand what they were trying to do as far as improvements or keeping things status quo. And that was the days before internet being in every home. That, if anyone's curious, I'm 51, so I, as a new adult, trying to figure out who to vote for was really confusing. You had to rely on mainstream media, which, of course, a lot of us still do, but you had to rely on that and word of mouth and reading things, that the flyers and things that would come around from the local politicians. And even then, before the internet, before TikTok, before social media, before any of that, even then, you just never knew what the information you were going to get. There was always a spin on it, of course. It was vote for me as your candidate because I will, you know, no new taxes, as Bush said, as I can remember well him saying, read my lips, no new taxes, and of course, he was full of it, just like every other politician. And trying to come to terms with who to vote for. Flip that to fast forward to today. We have all that information at our fingertips. It's seriously right there. You can get on their websites. You can go to old videos and interviews. You can watch new interviews. You can find their past employment online. I mean, a lot of that is just public record. You can do even just like a 15-minute quick research project on any of these politicians. You can usually glean some good information. And even as someone who myself is a libertarian-leaning person, as I research the libertarian candidates for things, even then I don't like what this candidate has to say here. This is a key issue for me, and I will not vote for them because of that. Whereas before the internet, it was a lot harder to figure out that information. You know, you just really had to do a lot more legwork. And so today it just feels like, how much lazier can people be? We're just going to walk in and vote straight Democrat because we don't even lift a finger for 1 second to look at anything that this politician has to say. We don't care what their platform
is. Half the people that vote Democrat don't even know the governor's name they're voting for. They just see a D and they do it.
Totally agree. Because they're, I don't know if it's still like that, but you can just, you know, select Democrat for everything, and all the Democrats, anybody who's running in the Democrats will get your vote, and I'm assuming it's still like that. And it's pretty disturbing, because I wrote Ron Paul's name in many times over the years, because I just can't get behind a candidate, and I'm not going to just vote straight, because I want to know what they're saying. I want to know that I can trust them. If I'm going to give my vote to that person, I want to know that they're going to actually have some kind of track record of doing what they say. And hearing stuff like this today, where kids or younger people or whomever this guy was, this TikTok guy was referring to, just like, that just really is annoying. It's pretty irritating. It just can't even take 5 seconds out of your TikTok watching to figure out who you're voting for. And pathetic.
Well, they know who they're voting for. They're voting for whoever the Democrat is.
Yeah, they don't even know who their name is. They don't know what the platform is. You know, they are. They're just voting Democrat. They don't know who that is. They don't know. I remember
I bet you half the people in Pennsylvania have no clue who Fetterwoman is.
Exactly. The vote straight
and
open party.
Endorsement didn't mean one thing. All that meant was another black person that's a Democrat likes Fetterwoman, so therefore he's good. But it didn't change anything. The people that were going to vote or not vote would have, they already made their choice before Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
My name is John Fetterwoman! And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No.
Yeah, just remember that the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
Yep. Words of wisdom. Let's go, Brandon. I hope that whatever it is that's happening right now, I do hope that it shines a light on how broken and corrupt everything is when it comes to politics. Well, most everything is corrupted, but when it comes to politics, it's absolute corruption. And I really do hope that it shines the light on that for people and they can see what's actually happening. I mean, honestly, even people who voted for Biden, and I know there are some, there had to have been. I can't imagine that today they can really say, boy, that was a good decision on my part. I'm so glad I just voted Democrat because what a great president. I would hope that even those people can look back on that and say, "Ooh, boy, maybe I should have vetted that candidate a little bit better." You know, and
you might have some, but you still have a lot of people that go, "Man, Brandon sucks, but hey, at least it's not Trump."
Yeah, and that's my point as well, is that, like I said, I wouldn't necessarily vote for Trump or Brandon. Maybe I would vote for somebody else. Maybe I would see what another candidate has to say. Maybe I would do something like learn how to choose somebody else that I would prefer to put my energy behind. And there are options for people to do that, and I'm not saying that it adds any voting power to the two main parties that always are always the ones that we are voting for, no matter what a libertarian or any other candidate has to say. We always end up with just these two parties to choose from. And so choosing, you know, picking a lesser of two evils is still picking evil. So it would be nice.
Well,
I
was happy with my Trump votes the two times, and I didn't feel I was picking the lesser of evils. I was actually happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there are people that who would say, well, I don't really like Brandon, but I don't want Trump, so I'm going to pick the lesser of the two evils, right? So that's why they do that. they're going to pick Biden over Trump because they don't like Trump, but they don't. They really, really don't like Trump. They just don't like Brandon. So they just picked the lesser of two evils, and here we are. And I have to wonder if they look back on that and say, maybe I shouldn't just do that. Maybe I shouldn't just pick the lesser of two evils. That's my hope for these people, that there will be some time in their lives when it comes to the next presidential election, maybe, because that's the big one everybody seems to focus on. Perhaps they'll use a little more discernment, I hope. I mean, a girl can hope.
I would love to see where there's gas rationing, there's energy rationing. People don't have food in a refrigerator that can't even turn on because there's no electric. But they're going to vote for Brandon because they will not vote for Trump, even if Trump opens up the pipelines on day one. They don't care. They would rather starve.
Right. True. Absolutely true. I am excited to have Laura come on. She is very involved in local politics as well. She's very educated in all of these areas, and typically with people like Laura who seem to really understand the importance of certain topics, they often make a big impact because they're willing to go do the legwork. Now, it's not just an internet search. They're actually going to the Meet the Candidate nights. They're going to represent. They're going to vet that person personally as much as possible and see if that candidate is actually going to follow through on what they're saying and not just gaslighting, which is such a politician thing to do. But I would love to hear what she has to say, so I'm looking forward for her to call in and can put her on that topic, at least for local, for sure for local information. But she also really does understand anything that's like the different laws that or legislation that are getting voted on that impact health rights. So anything that protects our freedom of choice when it comes to health choices, she is extremely educated in that area. And so
let's do this. Why don't we go to break and we'll bring her on?
Awesome. And then when we come back on, I will read a little bit of her bio and bring her on.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll be right back, everyone.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily discipline, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello to all you something duckers out there. The CEO of Leisnick demanded I shoot a holiday video. We need to promote everyone get their Leisnick boosters every week. All you nimwits and rubes just keep taking it. But Mr. G, Globalist wants me to be nicer to you since this will be your last holiday season on Earth. By the way, we now have the suicide pods available for rental. Before you enjoy your last breath in a suicide pod, we need you scallywags to get tested for COVID. You must be completely up to date on your vaccine passport. Absolutely no exceptions. When you step into the suicide pod, we do not want you to catch COVID. You must also wear at least 5 scams on your face, with a minimum of 2 of your scams being an N95. After you take your final breath on Earth, we will give you another COVID test. Both before and after your trip to the suicide pod, you will be required to go through the TSI naked body scan. We need to make sure you're not hiding any ivermectin, Federal Reserve notes, or carbon inside your person. For all we know, you could be a something ducker that likes to hide Nuremberg code inside your junk. We need to keep you comfortable and safe. Also, please remember, when your person turns to ashes and dust, please do make sure you are still keeping with local social distancing guidelines. You must still keep your ashes 6 feet away from the previous customer. If you refuse to get in the suicide pod, we will take you to the local FEMA camp. That is all on have a holiday season.
All right, we are back. I hope you like the festive version of the suicide pod commercial.
Very festive.
Yeah, well, you know, the wiretap goes all out.
Oh, yeah. Always thinking of others.
All right, so let's bring our friend in. I'll let you go ahead and read the bio, and we'll go ahead and listen to Laura.
Excellent. So a quick little read off of Laura's bio. She is a wife and a mother of 4 children, and she has a BS in dietetics. She studied and became certified in yoga and Pilates and has been an instructor for 20-plus years. And what I love about Laura is she is so humble. You would never know that she is consistently teaching classes, whether it's the Pilates, yoga, or some kind of high fitness class or running. She is always gathering a little group of people that want to just be like her, follow her, be so energetic and fun and fit like Laura. A cool thing with Laura, too, is that she is the director. Well, maybe it's the honorary director. And Laura, you can correct me. The honorary director of the local Your Health Freedom Dixie, which is a Southern Utah chapter of a Your Health Freedom movement for protecting health decisions and rights. So, Laura, I'm going to let you fill us in for the rest of what you do and what you have to say, and how we can learn what we can learn from you.
I love the clapping.
Well,
am
you
I
know
there?
What you say around here, you'd rather get claps than get the Nelson. You know what the Nelson is, right?
Hey, I don't care what kind of reactions I get. I think I do.
You don't want that one.
I love that. Actually, I kind of. That's awesome. So yeah,
Laura, I didn't mention that you are a certified clinical hypnotherapist. I would love to hear more about that as well, and also what you've done for local politics.
I'm, you know what? After hearing you say all those things, I'm like, how is that one person? That's a lot of things. That's probably why my house is a complete mess. Like I'm not a clean person, and that's how I'm able to do it all. My house is a wreck. I started that chapter. I mean, down here in St. George, I don't know who my audience is, but we are in a little smaller city in southern Utah, and we don't like to necessarily associate ourselves very much with Salt Lake City or what we call up north. But I am happy to associate myself with the group up there with Kristen Chevrolet called Your Health Freedom. And so she came into my life, gosh, 2019, I think, and maybe 2018. And I was just so inspired by her and so impassioned by basically the vaccine-educated movement that I just continued to educate myself like crazy. Like probably I got to the point where I was probably studying like 30 hours a week for a while there.
Wow.
And anyway, so we started our own group down here, and we wanted to, you know, tag on to what the work they've already been doing up there. And so we borrowed their name and just added the name or the word Dixie on the end because we're the South. And that's everything down here in southern Utah is called Dixie, the Dixie of Utah. So,
except for Dan's
State. Go say it again.
Except for your college, Dixie State. It's no longer that.
Oh, yeah, that's a sore spot. I actually just came back from an event at the college, and most of the people that were there will refuse to call it by its new name. We all continue to call it Dixie.
It should be like when the Washington Redskins were told that they have to give up their Redskins name, and for like 5 years they became known as Washington Football Team.
Ridiculous. Holy cow.
And that's, so what was the meeting tonight, Laura? I have to know, what was the specific meeting? I usually get the emails of what's going on, but I'm curious what this meeting was.
It wasn't really necessarily advertised. So my son just took a robotics class through their STEM program. They offer, I'm assuming it's subsidized because it was very inexpensive, but it's a class that he went to once a week for about 2 months, a robotics class.
Oh.
And so it was pretty fun. It was pretty cute. And so we went to an event tonight where they showcased all of their STEM, you know, workshops and whatnot. And most of the people there are homeschoolers. So, and I'm a homeschooler as well. And I actually, on top of everything you listed, I actually teach homeschool classes as well to homeschool co-ops.
I would think, Laura, that part of home economics would be having chores in the house.
That's, you know what? That's an important part of our homeschool, is taking the time to clean a little bit. And I should probably do that more. But, yeah, we definitely do that in our homeschool. But, yeah, so it was just robotics. And it's at the place that's, like, across the street from the field. And so it's kind of separate from the rest of the campus. It's called the Atwood something.
Sure. I know right where that is. So I teach yoga there at the HPC building, and so that's, you end up knowing that campus a little bit, and there are others of us as well. Like, as we know, we have a common friend who teaches at the college and works at VASA, and we all like to call it Dixie as well.
Yep, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been loving teaching at VASA. It's been really fun. I feel like a lot of the people that go there are pretty liberty-minded. I see a lot of evidence in the clothes that people wear and the attitudes they have, not a whole lot of mask wearing. Of course, I wasn't there in 2020.
Well, we call them scams.
Well, what do we call them?
We call them scams.
And what does that stand for?
The scams. The you got scammed when you put it on.
Okay.
It's a political symbol. And I actually said on my spy book that you're not allowed to wear anything politically affiliated when you go to the polls. And I hereby believe that nobody should be able to go to the polls wearing a scam because it's a political symbol.
Yep.
And the whole world knows what party you're voting for when you wear a scam.
Yep. You want to hear an irony about the mask? I was actually told in a room full of probably 200 people in my little church, my local church. I was pretty much told, because I was one of maybe three or four people that was not wearing a mask at the time, over the pulpit, the, like a pastor, we call him bishop, but he basically called me out and said anyone who is not wearing a mask is essentially making a political statement for not wearing the mask. And I was like, oh, dang, okay, that's interesting.
Wow.
It's been
wow. If you're making a political statement, they want you to do it or else you're making a political statement.
Exactly. You're not following. You're not conforming to the crowd. So you're a bad. I basically called out as a bad person. They didn't say that, but I got the message, and I continue to not wear a mask because I have not worn one. I will say, I wore one as a joke that it was a sequined scarf, and so it's just picture little sequins. You know how big sequins are, the little circles. Picture those spaced out about a fourth of an inch or maybe a half an inch away from each other. So it was a joke. Like I didn't wear it on the way on my flight, on the way to somewhere, but I did wear it on the way back, this fake one, just getting on and off the plane, not on the plane. This was when it was still like it wasn't being pushed so hard. It was still somewhat new. It was the summer of 2020, like August. And it was just interesting because on the way there, when I didn't wear it, I got a lot of jeers, a lot of you're killing people, and a lot of scowls, you know, like mean looks. And on the way back with my fake mask that wasn't even really a mask at all, it just looked like I was trying to conform, I got a couple of like, haha, that's funny. But I got mostly like, yeah, we're glad that you're conforming with us. That's nice. You know, like I got a lot of love when I wore the scam. It was interesting.
So with your background, with your therapy background, would you say that there's some sort of diagnosis when it comes to that sort of thing?
You know, the whole industry. The whole therapy industry is captured for the most part. So they, the professionals, quote unquote professionals, probably would not diagnose anybody who's been following the crowd the last couple of years. You know, they wouldn't officially diagnose them. But come on. We all know that they've succumbed to the mass formation psychosis. We're not, those of us that are like awake and aware, we saw it so early on. I think most of us saw it like in April of 2020, like, come on, guys, why aren't you waking up? And I can't believe we're in November of 2022 still saying the same thing. It's mind-blowing. So, yeah, I definitely
so,
do think
just,
there
just
is
just so you know, and I don't know if you know the background. Obviously, you know that I run Barefoot is Legal since you and I met at a function. But I was sitting in this very same chair on April 6th, 2020, taking a nap right before my show, and I wake up and I go, why don't I start Bareface is Legal, because everybody's talking about possibly forcing everyone to wear scams, and I better get ahead of it early.
Good for you. That's early.
Yeah, so I started the group, and we at one time we had 37,800 members, and we allowed too many vaccine posts in the group, so we got shut down, and we ended up being in the USA Today.
Really? I didn't know that.
That was a lot of people at the time, and this was before it became cool to censor people.
Yeah,
so it
exactly.
was not common for a large group like that, which is the size of a small city, to be just ghosted because of beliefs.
Yeah. It's unbelievable that, you know, and I said early on that we are living in the times of Nazi Germany. Like, this is replaying out. How do you guys not see this? And I remember posting something about like wearing a yellow star and comparing that to where I can go shopping where I don't have to wear the yellow star. And this was, I don't know when it was, probably late 2020. And I had so much hate from that. Like, how dare you compare this to the Nazi regime and all that? And then, like, not that much longer, that woman who was in the Nazi camps came out and said, this is exactly like Nazi Germany. And it's just exactly
you
like
weren't
that.
Here for this earlier last hour, Laura, but I read something about how 40.5% of voting Americans say that they don't read anything about politics. They don't have any policies. They just vote straight Democrat no matter what. That's
gross.
What you're up against. So
that's so gross.
The Democrat people that try to gain power know that all they have to do is get an extra 10 to 12% more people than what they're going to get anyway, and they win easily.
Yeah. I've tried to decide today, because I'm trying to figure this out in my mind, because I, you know, we all kind of expected like maybe a red wave, but we're not sure because there's all the cheating. So my mind is having to make a decision, I feel like. And I think it's nuanced and more varied than I want to label it as in my mind. But I feel like we are kind of in this decision period where I need to decide, okay, is humanity really this far gone? Are we really this ignorant and this spiritually deficient?
Oh, we became too decadent. And you just look at it, Laura. In the Northeast, they're talking about, like, by Thanksgiving, there's not going to be any coal for the Northeast.
Right.
And because the pipelines are shut down, you can't get gasoline products out to the Northeast like you used to be. And you have Brandon out there saying that we're getting ready to stop all drilling in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And but they vote every single seat Democrat. So they're going to freeze their kumquats off, but it's okay because they don't have Trump, right? That's more important to these people.
Yeah, it's a sad state that we're in. You're right. I mean, because the other half of me is like, or is there cheating? And I think it's a little bit of both.
Oh, it is
and
a little bit
I think
of both.
You're, yeah. We're in a sorry state, and I think it. I think it's Marxism. You know, essentially it goes back to, I believe, Satan, just evil itself. And
well, you don't know how badly they want Arizona, and they think they have Nevada, but Nevada might be called tonight. It looks like the Senate and the governor is going to flip red.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about Nevada. But I'm pretty sure
they're
going to win,
Senate is up by like 3 points, and the governor is up by like 5.5 with 80% counted.
Okay, that's great. That's great news, because Nevada was scary. You guys were doing some pretty scary stuff there during the pandemic.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But
I think I went 10 months without going into a store.
Wow. How did you
Because I refuse to wear a scam, and I have a couple of places that I know that I can go into without issues, but as a whole, the scam police were – everybody was hiring somebody to stand out front and watch for scams.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And how and all the transfer of money during that time – how all the rich people became so much more rich and then all the small shops got shut down and disintegrated. People just lost their whole livelihood, their whole business. We're in a state, don't you guys think, we're in a state where you better be willing to fight tooth and nail or you're going to sell out. And you may as well, in my mind, I may as well be dead if I have to sell out to the Marxist ideology. I don't want to be alive. I'm just going to keep fighting.
I remember, I don't even own a cell phone, so that's how much I want to be tracked.
Good job. That's amazing.
Yeah, so if I don't own a cell phone, do you think I'm going to get a microchip?
Hell no. We really
no, I absolutely agree with you, Laura.
Ourselves. Yeah. Go for it. What else?
Well, I'm still hoping we can get you to have your own show up on here.
I would love to. I see myself in the future. I feel very impassioned about lots of things, but I have this nagging in the back of my brain that's like, whenever I see like a journalist, you know, on the scene interviewing people, or like First Amendment and First Amendment auditors, I love those guys. I'm like, oh, I want to do that so bad. That'd be so cool. Project Veritas stuff.
Fabulous.
I love that. I don't know that I can do that, but I want to do something like that.
Well, last I think you got the application. That was the last time we talked on Spybook.
Yes, I need to get on that. The election was kind of taking my life, you know, taking a lot of my time. So now that that's over.
What are your thoughts? A bit of inside baseball. Amanda, any luck with Kate Daly?
Oh, you know what? I haven't heard anything, but Laura might actually have a contact with her. Do you happen to be in contact with Kate, Laura? okay.
Yes,
Yeah. Oh, good. I was talking to Stephanie Dale about it, and I haven't heard back. So I think she's got her hands full of school right now. So she hasn't gotten back to me on getting Kate on the show. But if you guys are close, there's our contact, there, proof. It's Laura, as always.
She does so much. I don't know, because her evenings are so packed with research and 3 hours. You guys know 3 hours of
podcast.
Yeah,
but we're asking for her
to
come on here for like 30 minutes, set up way in advance.
Yeah. I'm sure she would. I'm sure she would if it.
Oh,
she
knows
her schedule.
She has guests on her show. She knows exactly what it's like, so you don't really have to sell it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she probably would love to, even just expand her audience a little bit, because she's ventured out. You know, she does the talk show on the Alex Jones show as well.
Yeah, she's on there 1 hour a week now.
Because, yeah, she's a hardworking lady. I feel so fortunate that we have someone like her. I thought she was a national show when I first moved here and I started listening to her. And then I, you know, gradually realized, oh, my gosh, she lives like 5 minutes away from me. Holy cow, she lives in my town. This is awesome. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
Very, very lucky.
Agreed. And were you at the Glenn Beck, Mike Lee event? You were there, right?
I was there in spirit. I already had something planned that night, and I just done the city council meeting. One of the things I'm focusing on too is exposing our local politics. It's not good, you guys. I not that you'd be surprised, but our city council, we have 5 city council members. 4 of the 5 are basically socialists that are totally fine to implement all the socialist agenda crap. I'm sure they're fine about the ESG, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure they're all on board. And then we have one, we have one city council member that we got voted in. That was one of our small victories that we got, you know, did last November. She's amazing. Her name's Michelle Tanner. She's doing incredible things for standing up for liberty. And then our
Amanda,
Washington
there
County,
you go. You got someone else to try and get on the show now.
Michelle
would be amazing.
I don't know her personally, but I've met her. I just don't know her. So go ahead, Laura.
And she's actually we just got back from that event, and my husband is a. I'm totally shifting here. Is that okay? My husband is a physician assistant, and he talked with a friend that we knew there who said, yeah, his cousin is also a PA, and he just couldn't work for IHC anymore and feel like a decent individual, you know, like a good person. IHC is the, like, the beast here in Utah. It owns, it's the hospital arm, and it owns the state. It controls everything. Yes. It's gross. And they own all the hospitals. Like, it's just gross. And my husband actually used to work for another company that was, I was hopeful would be a competitor to IHC, and they are. It's called Revere Health. But they're just the same. They're pretty much just the same as IHC. So it's pretty sad to see how sold out the medical industry is. But here's the thing. Everybody has to do this, whether you're in the medical industry, whether you're in a school teacher, whether you're a journalist, no matter what you do, you have got to figure out how you are going to, like, leave, in my words, I call it the beast system, and get out of mainstream crap and do your own thing so that you're not controlled. You can't be controlled. So this particular friend of ours, his cousin, who's a PA, left IHC about a year ago and started his own practice, just seeing patients on his own, which I'm so proud of that. And that's what made me think of Michelle Tanner. She was fired. She didn't just leave on her own volition, so hopefully she's suing them. But she was fired from the IHC emergency room because she wouldn't take the vaccine. Fired. Here in southern Utah. And
wow.
So she started her own practice as well. My husband also started his own practice. So it's just really great to see people leaving the system like that. But here's the thing. You and me and anyone that's listening that cares about also leaving the system and then supporting their fellow, person, neighbor that has left, needs to seek out when you go out shopping, when you go want to see a doctor, when you, whatever it is that you do to spend money on services or products, we have got to be seeking out people like these PAs that have left the system, people like the Patriot Barbie who fled from Oregon, her salon business.
Oh,
we
Lindsey
be
Graham,
out.
Yeah, she's been on our show a couple times.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Yep.
I love her.
Actually, I'm supposed to call her. She has a business alternative to PayPal that she wants me to call her about to see if we can get set up here.
She emailed me that same thing. Is it a service?
Yeah.
Because I know you can do the hard thing is things like Square and PayPal and Venmo, they're all just, you pay for the whatever 3% fee in the moment on each transaction. But these other things are more like, a monthly fee, and that could be good, but if you don't do a ton of business, it's probably not gonna be great. So I don't know. If you guys find out something better than what I've And I know there's Zeal. You heard of Zelle or Zeal?
Zelle.
Mm-hmm.
But
Zelle, okay.
I can't use Zelle because you can only use it on a cell phone, not even a tablet.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. And I've heard that they're going to go the way of PayPal and Venmo anyways in the future. Like, they're getting ready to do that.
See, I know of GiveSendGo. I could look at them, I guess.
Okay, I'll never write that one down.
I talked to Square, and I might sign up for Square.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you still like that they're a good company to be with for now anyways?
For now. And in addition to Freedomizer Radio and Barefoot is Legal, I do like to do the occasional set up as a vendor in sports collectibles shows. So having a Square on my tablet that I could just plug in and swipe a card would be very helpful.
It is very convenient. They really have done a great job. I hope that they're not sellouts because I use Square as well. Nice to be able to just plug it in your phone and they send it to you for free. It makes me a little leery, though, when things are free.
So, Laura, what was Michelle's job title at IHC?
Okay, so she's a nurse practitioner. And in the medical world, you know, the doctors are kind of like the top rung or whatever. And then the next rung down, I suppose you could say. But it's getting better. It's more like the nurse practitioners and the TAs are more, are getting more respect nowadays, which is nice. So she was a nurse practitioner, and she just worked in the ER, just saw, you know, urgent care type patients that came in, and very skilled at what she does. And so now she works, do you know where the Pink Palace is? You heard of that?
Yeah,
it's not called the Pink Palace, but it's the nickname that pink building. It's kind of a coral color building has been given, and she works there now. And I believe she does it all. Probably a lot of hormone replacement, and probably beauty care, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
I'm just guessing, like Botox and stuff. But I think she sees regular patients for just about anything. So.
Awesome. And for your husband, does your husband also have his own building? He's seeing patients out of his own facility as well, his own clinic?
Yeah, actually, he just started this week for the first time.
Wow.
He works with another organization here called Alive and Well. And they're awesome. He fled that when he left his job with Revere. And it's another group of like PAs and NPs who don't want to be a part of the system, and they're awesome. They don't see patients like if you wanted to see them, you couldn't. Their business model is to go to larger companies and have them pay for a subscription for their employees instead of insurance. So they basically, like Balance of Nature, they see them. So, like once a week or so, they have their PA go there, and anybody that wants to see a doctor can sign up on that day when he's there. So it's pretty cool. But
that's
my husband's in their same office, and he is their on-call person at night. So his business that he started, he went to school for about 2 years to be a psychiatry PA, and so that he's going to start seeing mental health. So yeah, we kind of do the same thing ish. He can prescribe, and he does. He doesn't like to prescribe, but you know, if he needs to, he will.
But that's a good option as well, because if somebody comes to him on a prescription, he can actually help them legally get off the medication or adjust it or switch or whatever. That's pretty cool. So do you think he'll be working together where he's that sort of the psychiatry that he might be able to work with you with hypnotherapy? Good.
He might refer some of his patients to me if he feels like he is not comfortable dealing with whatever it is they have. But I don't know. I don't know. Time will tell. I, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I would never have thought that we'd both be like seeing mental health clients. It's been interesting. It's been quite a ride. Because my original education is in nutrition. And, of course, most of us know that our diet is probably one of the most important things about our health. So it's all related, you know.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. And would you say that over the last 2 years, we have seen as a whole a decline in mental health, or at least a big shift toward being less capable of handling these life hard things?
Yeah. Well, I absolutely think anybody with a brain can see that we've done a huge disservice to, I would say everybody, but especially to kids who weren't in school and probably being neglected. Disservice to the elderly, especially in 2020 when we just ignored them and said, hope you're okay. I'm going to maybe look at you through this glass gosh, a lot of people felt abandoned. We literally told people to not socialize. The world propagandized the world and people in it to not get together with your loved ones. How evil is that? That's wicked.
Yeah.
That's wicked. And that's, I think we've had a huge mental decline. I know there's been an increase in suicide and just mental health crises. Like that, it's definitely been a big problem. We're not equipped to handle that in America. I don't think we have the capacity to deal with the mental health crisis that really is happening.
Yeah, you make a good point, and it seems like.
Realm.
Yeah, I was going to say it seems like in the medical realm, like you were pointing out that it's a lot of prescribing, it's a lot of band-aids.
Yeah.
So, and
it
you
is.
Work with children,
that's
you teach homeschool classes, you teach these children
yeah.
to understand and have more education. Do you feel like giving the children
mm-hmm.
the education and the information that they need actually helps them to feel more empowered and maybe in control of their environment rather than so confused and lost?
Absolutely. That's one of the main things I focus on is we all have this choice every day to be, and moment by moment, to be either a victim or I call it a victor, like the hero or the, you know, you're in control of your life. So you're either a victim or you're not. And when you're, and it's funny because I talk about freedom and liberty all the time. And I was just teaching a class the other day and I said, so what does this have to do with mental stuff, with having a strong mind? Like, how does that work? And they finally, the light turned on. I saw it in their faces when it's like, you really can't, fight or work for freedom and liberty unless you've done it from within first. Don't you think? It's an inside
yeah.
job. You've got to realize that it doesn't matter what your governor does, ultimately. It doesn't matter if your guy doesn't win the election. I mean, yes, it kind of does. But ultimately, if you have worked on your mind and your physical environment to be yourself, sovereign, free, and not reliant upon others, then you are free. And it really doesn't matter ultimately what happens on the outside if you have started with your inside and sort of freed your own mind first and realized what you've been a victim to perhaps your whole life. And honestly, if you think about it, I expose people. This is what I do in my therapy sessions. Hypnotherapy sessions. basically exposing people's false beliefs, what they've believed their whole life perhaps to be true, and then have that epiphany moment of, oh my gosh, that's not true. And that's a part of freeing your mind. Is that's a huge part of it. Is realizing that's a false belief that I've had. And now it's time to change it. Like for me, one of my biggest examples is I, for a long time, believed I was stupid, ugly, kind of worthless. And it took me waking up to that false belief and going, wait a minute, that is truly, my subconscious mind really does believe that I am stupid and not worthy of love and ugly and all those things. And so I had to wake myself up to, no, that's not true. And I freed my mind when I did that one thing. And so coming back to your question, yeah, I think if we can empower, if we can teach children that they are not victims, that they have a lot more control in their life than they might realize, that's everything. If I had to learn that, the kind of stuff that I'm teaching kids, if I had to learn that when I was their age, I'd probably have a whole different life. Which, you know, good or bad, whatever. I learned the things I needed to learn. And I've become a tool that can teach now because I've made all those mistakes. But yeah, I'm very, very, very passionate about teaching mainly teenagers is my favorite age to work with because they're a lot more cognizant and logically thinking, like more so than like an 8, 9, 10-year-old.
Right.
I just love it. I love working with kids. And they get it. Especially the kids nowadays. I feel like they are just a lot more astute to the spiritual war. And they're just, like my kids, for example, I remember teaching them as I was sort of, quote-unquote, waking up in about 2017 or so. I remember teaching my two oldest some of the things I was learning about, like the law of attraction and having a positive mindset and all these things, and they were listening to me and how to pray more effectively. They would listen to me and just kind of go, well, yeah, duh. Like to them, it wasn't like new information. It was just like, obviously. And if I look at my oldest two kids, they're like superhuman. Like they do things that are not normal. They're just,
I'd say,
physically like unbelievable. And I'm like, you know what? I think that's part of the vibe of kids their age. They just don't have as many mental blocks, perhaps. And I think they were sent to Earth at this time to be awakeners. I really do. A lot of them are sent to Earth to be awakeners. That's what my second son did for me.
I love that perspective. And would you say also that when they're more informed and more able to access that part of themselves, they have better critical thinking skills? It seems to me like that's
absolutely
sort of like the common sense factor, critical thinking skills. It just feels like those are very important aspects of a person who's going out into the world and now expected to make all these big adult decisions. You're working with these teenagers.
Yeah.
You're helping them not feel victimized. And now they're able to actually trust the process that they know how to do that.
Yeah. So important.
Interesting. Great. And so I know that...
I think it's natural.
So being a health guru like you are, and you very much into diet and exercise and, of course, the meditation and all the whole gamut. And we've talked a little bit about being barefoot. Of course, it's barefoot is legal and great program. But what would you say on that topic of, say, like being sovereign, using your critical thinking skills and taking control of your own health? Maybe it's through grounding. Maybe it's through not putting a scam on your face. Maybe it's keeping yourself free from any kind of toxic injections. I mean, what would you say to that?
Yeah, I think you're right on target with all of that. I think it's so important. I think it comes down to our just constant awareness of what our thoughts are in the moment, and catching ourselves, for me, this is something I need to hear for myself, catching ourselves in those moments when we're feeling, I think fear is a big thing. I think fear is a big tool to control the masses. And the irony is those of us who see that, like the globalists are using fear to control us, we can get into that same trap of kind of falling for the fear, but in the other opposite way. So it's like, ooh, be careful of George Soros, or Elon Musk is going to chip your brain, or, you know, we kind of fall into that fear trap too by exposing all this truth. It can, and I think that's why a lot of people stay unconscious. They stay not critical thinking at all. They stay in that sheep or zombie mode because it's too scary. The truth is too scary, and it's upsetting. And so we have to do this balancing act of seeking for truth, finding those false beliefs, right? Seeking for truth and exposing the scary stuff, but, you know, tempering it with, but it's okay. Here's the silver lining. Here's where you need to have faith. Because I think moment by moment throughout our day, you are either in a state of fear or a state of faith. I think it really is one or the other. I don't think there's a big gray area there. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of being too fearful. Like today I was like, dang it, we didn't win as many races as I thought we would. I'm so disheartened about the world. You know, I kind of get into that negative trap where I kind of go down that fear road, and I just need to keep stepping back. We all do, and going, okay, but here's the good stuff. Here's the battles that we were able to win, right? And I think that's just how it's got to be. It's just little victory after little victory, and being grateful for those little victories. And when they don't come, hanging on anyway, holding the line, continuing to create sovereignty in your own life, in your own mind. And it's a lot of work. Being a human is not easy. But can you imagine any other way?
No,
would you
totally agree with you.
Any other way?
Right. Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming to think about what is happening in the world today. But at the same time, it is that's the opportunity to have your come to Jesus moment, really.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And so, Proof, did you have any questions on that? Laura?
With as far as freedom and stuff, well, I mean, I did start Freedomizer Radio, so I kind of know a little bit about freedom.
But going
back to your airplane situation with wearing the fake scam, it's funny how the whole world wears flip-flops, but they look at you in that same disgust if your foot actually touches the ground, and I've just always found that fascinating.
It's hilarious. It makes no sense. How does my foot being bare affect you in any way whatsoever? You know?
That's kind of my point.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'm kind of a rebel in that I'm barefoot almost all the time, as you are. And I get a lot of questions, man. It's very different, you know.
What do they say to you?
Aren't you afraid you're going to step on something and hurt your foot? That's pretty much it. Aren't you? Doesn't it hurt? Doesn't it hurt to walk barefoot? And I explain, no, because when you walk barefoot all the time, you're literally building your own shoe on your own foot. You build a layer of thick skin. Hey. That's a good analogy. You build a layer of thick skin on the bottom of your feet. So, like, for example, I, like a month ago, was walking in the river with my family and their little kids, and they were all like, ow, 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 walking on all the little rocks in the river. And I was just walking like normal, and they're like, how are you doing that? I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I just have I call it my summer feet. Because I'll be honest, I don't go around barefoot in the snow. I know some people that do. I've heard of some people that do, but
I've always said it's a personal choice, so I don't think anything less or more of people.
Right. And I try not to judge people on the mask either. Like, I'm very staunch about that for myself, and... But then I look at people that I respect. It's been an interesting thing, right? Hasn't it been for you guys too? To look at people who you respect and see them behave like a absolute sheep, and you lose. I lost respect for a lot of people. But on the other hand, I have to give people grace at the same time, especially during 2020 when it was just so crazy and confusing and complicated with jobs and everything, but I personally never felt like it was right, and I'm just really glad that I live in a place.
Yeah,
that
I feel bad saying this, but when I see people wear scams by choice, you want to talk about judging? I'm like Clarence Thomas up in there.
I mean, it does tell a lot about a person, especially in 2022. Like, what the heck? Why? I just want to go up and say why? I really want to know. Like, I legit don't know why you're doing that. Is it a virtue signal? Are you really that afraid of the virus? Are you really that captured by the media that you feel like it's saving you or helping other people? I honestly want to go up with the microphone and ask them why.
I think it's beyond that, you know. I just think that people aren't really watching the news. They just know that's what Democrats do. And so it's just a learned behavior.
It is. And I think it's going to stick with a lot of people forever from here on out. I don't see them taking it off. I really don't.
Haven't taken it off now, you're not going to. But if the scams were still in place like they were 2 years ago, you would have people legitimately thinking that faces were a private part.
Yeah. That's what I joked about all the time. Like, I'm nude. I'm naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bad person for exposing my face. Like, I really felt like people thought I was an evil human being. That was a fun time.
Well, something I really admire about you, Laura, is you really just don't give a crap what other people think about you. And so I've seen that personally, and I love that about you. I relate to that so much. We've been on street corners spreading the truth together. So I've seen what you are capable of, and you know, I think people respect that about you. Even if they don't know you, I think that elicits a bit of respect to be a person who actually stands for what she believes in and isn't afraid to put herself out there, and elicits some scowls and some direct point, putting you in the hot spot, even at church. And you still are able to keep that, your bare face smiling and walk around with your bare feet and not give a crap. Mm-hmm. So, and I do think that actually does garner some respect, whether they're willing to show it or not. And for the amount of work that you do, I mean, I really feel like you're one of those unsung heroes. You work tirelessly, and you mentioned Kristen Chevrier, which she is very much the same way, just working hours on end with really, there's no pay in any of this, of course, but, losing, you're away from your family, you lose sleep, you're putting your own money toward things, you drive for what, you know, of course, going up north, as we know, that's a trek, and, you know, putting things together, And now you've got this awesome, I say you, but I guess technically I'm on the board with you, but even though I haven't done
it. Yeah, you are.
But we've got this huge event coming up in January, so I wondered if you wouldn't mind touching on this cool event that's coming up in January.
I've got to tell you, I'm so excited because, you know, in the past, we've only done two really big events, and it's just been, like, surrounded encapsulated by just one speaker. Actually, last year we had Jansen as well, Dr. Jansen. I can't think of her last name. But this year we are just going full force, all out, and we're having the whole, like, I don't know if I want to call it a symposium, but a whole conference, and we're inviting many, many speakers from around the nation, and we are basically coming together for... We're calling it A Better Way. We're coming together to share and share information and share just with each other better ways of living, better ways of eating, better ways of cooking, better ways of growing your own food, better ways of medical care, all that stuff. And so we're going to have a health village. We're offering natural-minded businesses an option to have a booth at our event for $100, and they can advertise whatever their business is. We're hoping to get, like, you know, chiropractors, but also besides just your regular, like practitioners, I'd like to see farmers. I'd like to see people that own a ranch or have grass-fed beef. You know, we need to know where our food is coming from. We would like to meet them in person. We would like to support them, that type of thing. So I want to bring in all sorts of people, but here are our amazing guests. And we're going to have a luncheon with these two doctors noon on January 14th. So this is all Saturday, January 14th. As always, this is our third time doing it. We're going to play a movie for free in the theater at the Dixie Center. And that is just free to the community. Hopefully everything else we do is just going to subsidize the cost of everything, because we're actually making the tickets really cheap this time. They're only $25, which is, I don't know how we're going to do it, quite honestly, because we're bringing in so many people. So we're paying for their flight and travel, and some of them are big names, and so we are paying them. Some of them are not taking pay. Anyway, we have some amazing speakers. And let me go back to the theater. We're going to be playing, I believe, The Real Anthony Fauci. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but it's in two parts, so it's kind of lengthy, but we're going to be playing that. And perhaps Pandemic Free, if it's out by then, all day long, every 2 hours, it's going to change up. And then at noon, we're going to have a luncheon, and here are the two doctors. If you are in the vaccine-educated world, you're going to be very excited to hear that we have Dr. Paul Thomas. He was the doctor that was lost his license in Oregon and was able to get it back. And he did his own study because of this on his unvaccinated, well, all of his patients. And his study was not done by him. It was done by an independent agency that does studies. And they just simply took his records, his patient records, and, dude, it shows so clearly that the unvaccinated are leaps and bounds healthier than the rest, even from his patients that are less vaccinated. Let me move on more quickly, because that's going to take too long. Dr. Carrie Madej, she is an amazing, amazing doctor. She actually sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, she's been on my show a few times.
Sweet, sweet. Then yeah, anybody that knows who she is should be pretty excited that she's coming. She's been talking about the vaccine early on, like, 2020, I think, end of 2020. She was looking at it under the microscope and just having all these red flags. So she's freaking amazing. She's from Michigan. Let's see, Dr. Paul, Oregon. Then Lori Gregory. I don't know a lot about her. I know she is the producer of Seventh Chakra Films, which I believe produced Andy Wakefield's film, The 1986 Act. Or either that, or they might have been the ones that made, I should know this, that. I'm pretty sure it's Andy Wakefield's film.
Isn't Vaxxed by, not Veritas, but something V.
Still big tree.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's another, it's another film company, something with a V. I don't think it's Seven Chakras.
Probably.
But I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know what you're talking about.
So, anyways, she's amazing. Cassandra Levitt is who works with me with Your Health Freedom, Dixie. She's got the magic touch. I don't know how she does it, because I try to contact people. Nobody gets back with me. But for some reason, people get back with her. She's kind of our little magic fairy that gets us these amazing people. And then we have Lila. Sentner. And she is the founder of the school in Florida that got, oh, man, all the wrath when in 2020, because she never shut down. She never shut down, and she didn't put masks on her students. So she got a lot of flack. She was hard to stand up for all that. She was, like, hard-nosed about it and like, no, I'm not going to. So she got a lot of flack. She lost a lot of students, but then she gained a lot of students. Then we have the amazing Jared St. Clair, and you guys have probably talked about him, I imagine. And he hosts the Vitality Radio show. He's so passionate about natural health, and he's just a wealth of knowledge, and he's hilarious. I'm really excited to get him, because he brings like this air of joy, and but he brings so much education with him too. But the amount of laughing that I did when he spoke last month, I was like, oh, this is so good. Then we have Derek Richards, who is a comedian out of Vegas. And when we told him what our topic was, he was very excited, because he's right on board with, he's like, oh, making fun of Fauci, I got you. I can do that. So he'll be doing a really funny bit about just, you know, dogging on all the tyrants of our nation. And so it's going to be a fun night. And then we actually have, you might not know about this, or maybe you do actually, August, shoot, what's the name of them?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. It's the band. Yeah.
5 August. Hold on. I'm going to go to my YouTube because I just listened to a song on there. And
yeah, I'd
it's
never
in my queue.
Heard of them. In-
so what is the name of this festival in January?
Yep, 5 times August. So this is called, we're calling it A Better Way. And I know there was already a conference that was called that, A Better Way Conference. So we're kind of piggybacking off of their title. I hope they don't mind. But we actually came up with it before we realized it was already used. So it's called A Better Way.
I'm just surprised you haven't asked if I can come by.
Well, you can come by. I mean, we threw this together very quickly, and let's talk.
I can,
like,
if you could just send me something, I might be able to get you some more speakers and or vendors if I know.
Okay.
Would you be open to Clint Ober, who runs earthing.com, and talk about the health benefits of grounding?
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm open to anything.
You can have me up there to talk about stuff. I could do Barefoot is Legal.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would love that. And actually, I forgot one more person. Somebody that I didn't know, but Cassandra got him. His name is Luke Yamaguchi. You heard of him?
No.
He's a functional nutritionist who talks about the gut. He's very passionate about, you know, restoring the gut. So I wish I could tell you more about him, but that's about all I can remember from him. But yeah, let's hook up. Let's talk about what else you want to provide for us. Because I'm open to anything. I'm so excited about this. I'm mainly excited about bringing people together. I feel like that's one of the things that God wants me to do in my calling in life is bring people together. So I'm really excited about this. Hopefully we can pull it off. I know we can. but if you go to our website, yourhealthfreedomdixie.com, I'll say it again, yourhealthfreedomdixie.com, there are 3 tiers of tickets on there. One is the $25 ticket that gets you into the evening event. It starts at 4:00. And also gets you to the movie, that anybody can go to the movie. And then the luncheon tickets are $60. And that's an hour and a half to 2 hours with those 2 doctors with the lunch. It's a smaller group. And the tickets, we're also including tickets for buying a box dinner, because we are going until 9 o'clock, maybe 10. So if anybody wants to buy a box,
so let me ask you then: did you know offhand if the day after is Martin Luther King Day?
I did not look at the calendar. I did not know that. So it must be the next Monday.
Because it's on a Sunday, right?
No, that's a Saturday.
Is it a Saturday? Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. It is the next Monday. Yeah, there it is. Cool.
So it's Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah. I guess that works for me. I guess it is. I didn't realize it was a holiday weekend, but maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Who knows? It could be a bad thing. It could be a good thing.
Well, my wife's a teacher.
It'll be great.
So it would help me and my wife. And I have that day off from my day job, as does my wife. So.
Okay.
I might be able to work something out with you, so I can have a booth and I can speak and I can bring you some people.
Yeah, if nothing else, definitely come and have a booth. That'd be awesome. That'd be really good. And we're hoping for my dream is to have 1,000 people, but last year for Dell Big Tree we had about 850. The year before with Judy Mikovits we had about 650. So I'm hoping we just keep growing and getting bigger, and I really think we'll get at least 850 again, even though we don't have Dell. he's just so charismatic. But we have amazing people that are going to provide different things, you know. So it's going to be amazing. Our Facebook page is Your Health Freedom Dixie. Instagram page, I'm trying to grow that because it doesn't have a lot of eyeballs. But here's one. Let me tell you one more thing, too. We're really after the 20-year-olds. We really, really want to target the young people who are going to be having babies or just about having babies. So we want to have doulas and midwives. We want to have young moms coming and having a night of laughing and having a good time. You know, it's going to be so great. And you know who else I've been trying to get is that girl. I think her name's Caroline or something. Her name on Instagram is Just Ingredients. And she has almost 1 million followers on there. And she's just a very relatable young mom who teaches people how to buy healthy food, that's actual food, and healthy, you know, pots and pans and probably cleaning supplies. Like, she's just, oh, man, I would just love it if we got her. But I don't know if we are going to get her. But
well, Jared's still working on that, just so you know. We talked about it today.
Is he? Okay.
He's still away because they have a good working relationship. They've been on each other's shows and interviewed each other. So he's got her personal contact information. He did say she's been out of town, so he's just waiting to get, like, a solid confirmation from her. So, we talked about it today. Hopefully it comes through.
I feel this, like, connection with her, and I feel this need or just desire to have her there because I feel like Instagram is where we reach these 20-year-olds or TikTok. And if we can find somebody who has a lot of youth, you know, followers that are in those age categories and about to have babies or having babies, that would just be amazing. I mean, I have a kid who's huge in TikTok, but I don't think he's willing to talk about medical freedom on his page. He just goes cliff jumping. But he's, my gosh, he's got 3.7 million followers on the TikTok. That ages me right there when I say the TikTok. And then
that TikTok.
And then he's got like 350 or so on Instagram. So anyways, going back to Instagram, Your Health Freedom Dixie, we're on Instagram. Interestingly though, my Instagram page, it's just Laura Bean. I think it's like an underline, Laura.Bean with an underline underscore. I've had two videos, so I put videos out all the time, right? And I don't know if anybody does social media very much, but for some reason, two of my videos have just exploded and gone viral, and I cannot for the life of me figure it out.
I saw that today.
Have you
I was
seen
like,
them?
Holy crap, she's got a lot of views on this.
I have not seen it, Mark. You'll have to show me.
They're just the ones who do the remix. They're like the easiest thing ever. And I'm like, the videos I put all this work into, like I get like 30 likes, and the videos that I remix with someone else, just watching their video, that's all I'm doing, has like probably, that one had probably like 20,000 views, I think.
Yeah.
And about close to 10,000 likes. Like, that's not normal. I at the time, I only had 800 followers. Now I'm up to 2,000. Because these two videos have exploded. So I'm like, ooh, maybe I should jump on that and, like, just do Your Health Freedom Dixie stuff on that page. I don't know. So hopefully I'll ask my son for tips.
Know if you know what we're doing with Barefoot is Legal, but we have been, for the last 6 months or so, we've been making between $300 and $900 on Facebook just for having our business page, and we get enough hits to make that happen. And now that we're doing reels, that's another potential income as well, but we have to get to that point where we've had enough views. But at least we're making money on it.
That's cool. Yeah, that is really cool. Because my goal has never been, like, the whole making the money on social media. I actually don't really understand how that works, to be honest.
Well, this goes to my nonprofit. Doesn't go to me. But if we make enough money where it's justified, I can finally give myself a salary. But we're not there.
Right.
But we're getting something at least to the nonprofit.
Right. Yeah, and that our organization is also completely nonprofit. We're just considered an organization,
so
and everything we do, it just
goes right. Also, because we did all the tax stuff for that.
Well, okay, so all of my friends who also have liberty-minded groups down here, they filed for 501c and never got it after years, and it's because they're a conservative group, and I've heard that they're just, but your name is not what's the name, just Barefoot is Legal?
Barefoot is Legal.
This particular friend, her group is Citizens for Constitutional Government. It's very, very conservative. Like, and then my other group
that
I
had
Liberty.
Somebody in Orlando, I had a company in Orlando do all the paperwork for me, and I just paid for them to do it.
I the more I studied how to form my group, the more I actually do not want to go that route anyways, because you kind of become an arm of the government. You're kind of controlled
by
the government.
Nobody controls me or tells me what to do or say. The only thing is that if you're trying to get grants from government, that then you become pretty much a stooge of George Soros. But as long as you, your stuff is private and you go to regular corporations or you go to your people, then it doesn't matter. And it has its benefits.
Okay.
But that's just a personal choice. But you don't, there's nothing that says you have to go to George Soros or you have to go to the government to get grants.
Right. And I don't fault anybody for, like, Dell's ICANN, that's a 501c3. I don't care. I just, I guess I
see,
studied
for
it
me,
once
I
and I
like
just thought,
it because people can recognize that there is an actual organization designed to fight these stigmas and the social norms. And when people think, or at least they think that you're official, I mean, we are, you mean there's a nonprofit for stuff like that? There's an organization?
Yeah.
Then it just shows for me, and for you, it's a personal choice, but for me, all the paperwork in my name so everybody knows it's me running it. Nobody can take it from me. And the fact that it makes it legitimate.
Yeah. It definitely does have a legitimate, kind of has legitimacy to it automatically when you are able to get that paperwork filed. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, maybe at some point we'll choose to do that, but for now we're pretty small.
Well, I guess
it
just depends on your motives and what you want to do with
it.
So for me, I'm a nationwide organization fighting something that's been a social stigma for 60 years where I think it warrants it.
My
goal, Laura, is to have an official office and having employees and having sponsors and other people come in and see us all working without shoes on.
I love it. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's
brilliant.
My eventual
goal.
So I'm working hard towards that.
Do you know who his name is Sean something, but online he's called the Long Island Audit, and he does First Amendment audit.
Because I'm from Long Island, so I remember stuff like that.
Okay. Look him up. He's fun to watch. His videos are really entertaining. He's prolific. He just puts out videos like crazy and just keeps making them. He's a hardworking guy. I would love to see, more videos of people on the street, like going out in public. I bet people would enjoy seeing that too. Kind of like a first would it be considered a First Amendment audit? Just an constitutional audit of I'm going to be who I am and walk outside and walk into businesses.
See, and the only thing that stops people for real is the fact that they think it's illegal.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So can I ask you,
because I don't get to
frequent St. George all the time, but what stores do you go into without there being any issues?
I go into Walmart all the time, barefoot. Where else have I gone? I really don't go to that many places as far as shopping goes, except for like natural grocers. I go into Walmart. I go to Dixie Nutrition. But like all the places that are very hippie-oriented anyways. And here in St. George, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I could literally go anywhere. Nobody cares. I've been to the library.
I had one person that said they had an issue at Harmon's, and I've been in twice in Harmon's. With no issues.
Harmon's,
I haven't had an issue. Dixie Nutrition, I've never had an issue, and I've had other people go with me with no issue whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah.
Harmon's is evil.
Oh, they are just, I can't believe they're still in business. I can't believe people still go there. It blows my mind.
Yep.
Evil.
And I taught at the school that was right next to it, and I still wouldn't go there. I still drove out of my
Good
way.
Good for you. Yeah, that's tough. But, you know, we got to be making those little decisions that are just so we care about our integrity and doing the right thing, you know?
See, I had an issue with that Mexican market over by Smith's where the Dixie Nutrition used to be. Three Amigos, I think it was.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
It is.
Well, did they kick you out?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
What? Like you had food that you were shopping for and maybe holding on to and they said you have to leave?
Yeah, they took the basket out of my hands, yeah.
Oh, my
Holy
gosh.
Cow. Did you get that on video?
I don't have a cell phone.
Well, you have a camera. Just get you a camera, man. You know, with
the
SD card.
I have a digital camera, but it's just I'm not going to film everywhere I go. It's and by the time they're doing stuff, it's already too late for me.
The moment has passed. I kind of want a GoPro just to have it playing as I.
But let me ask
stuff.
You, though, do you have I see you have a group that I joined. Do you have a business page as well?
Yes. So yourhealthfreedomdixie.com. It's kind of
No, on Facebook, you have a business page. Not a group, but a business page.
No, it's just a group.
All right. We'll have to talk because once you have a group and you're getting traffic, that's when Facebook will possibly offer you some money if you're getting traffic.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure I can make a business page and have both for a while because my
That's what we do.
Group
we have a group.
Not that
we have
popular.
A business page which I use to reach out to new people that have never heard of us, and then people that are interested, I have them join the group. And then there's the website, so I have a triangle, and I want everybody to see all three.
Great. That's a great idea. Okay.
Because you want to reach out to new people, but you also want to – you don't want to put people that are going to be a problem and don't know what you're doing in the group. So the group is just a closed private group, and I'll reach out to people. Like on our business page, we have like 106,500 people, I think. On the business page, and then the group has like 26,000 or something.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's really good.
So, yeah, we've had months where we've had like 34, 36 million in traffic, and this was before we got paid, of course, but if you're pulling in 36 million, there's five figures that you can get for the month on that.
That's amazing. Wow.
Well, I've had memes, and I think I showed Amanda. I've had memes that I've made that have gotten onto TV stations on the 10 o'clock news.
Nice.
I showed you that one,
so
right,
cool.
Amanda?
Yes. And it's a good one.
Is it one of your cartoons?
No. But I do have a broccoli man I have to play at some point here. But, yeah.
It was a meme I did
called Driving Barefoot Debunked. I was in our first, 2018, we went to Minneapolis, Minnesota for our annual nonprofit meeting.
Yeah.
And I showed the group of like 30, 35 people or whatever how I make memes that get traffic.
Mm.
And I did the Driving Barefoot Debunked literally right in front of the class. And so
you made it?
Yeah, I literally made it right in front of about 35 people. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So next up, the guy Nick, who was one of our board members, was going to take everybody on his boat. The boat sat like 40 or whatever, and they were going to go out to the lake and just have a mingling session. And I noticed within an hour, literally an hour of this being up, it already had 1 million in traffic and like 14,000 shares.
Wow.
So I stayed behind and everybody else went, and I just harvested traffic to get people to go to the group.
Good job.
And then 3 days later, I get home and I find all these requests for interviews because of that meme that I made in front of people.
Wow. It is an interesting topic. It's one of those freedoms that
people, they want, but they never knew that they could have. They just thought that they were, it was a non-issue because nobody ever brought it up.
Yeah. That's true. And now that we're getting more educated as a society, I feel like people are, really care more about having better habits, lifestyle choices, and I think people are educated about grounding to a point, and realize that it's really important to stay connected to the earth as often as possible.
And when we were able to, in the last couple of years, equate wearing the scams to wearing flip-flops, that the light bulb went off on a lot for a lot of people, because they could see the vision that I was trying to share.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's just about conforming to nobody.
Yeah. Right.
Like if you're driving from Louisville to Seattle and you run into a Maverick gas station, it's like, who cares? You're never going to see these people in your life. Are you really that worried that someone is going to look at you for 8 seconds and be offended? Let them be offended.
Exactly. Yeah.
We just have to learn that while we could be respectful to other people, that we also have a say-so in our own choices. People could be transgendered. You can have eight different color hair at once. You could have whatever tattoos and piercings. You could I could dress up as a girl if I want. You could be a furry.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to say anything. So why is it that people can say stuff about you showing your mouth or your foot touches the ground? Why is that such an issue, but nothing else is?
Yeah. Oh, the hypocrisy is just that. I mean, that brings us back to the whole "my body, my choice" thing.
Right.
The hypocrisy on that. Oh, it's just gross. Yeah, it's the same thing. You're right. It is. It's the freedom to be able to do what you want if you're not hurting anybody else, or you know, breaking any laws or whatever. Like, yeah. And I think part of it has to do with it's an innate, it's almost like a contagion that's gone around the world, this desire for us to want to or to care about other people and what they think about us. It's really a sickness. And I think that's it's plaguing a lot of people. We gotta give up that this desire to.
Why is it though, Laura and Amanda, that you can't go up to somebody and say, "Hey, I don't like the fact that you have a beard and a mustache and you're wearing a miniskirt." you can't say that. But you could tell someone,
yeah.
"Hey, I don't like looking at your face."
Right, right.
And that's perfectly okay.
It's crazy. Or when someone dies, you're not allowed to ask if they had the vaccine if they die suddenly. But you could ask me if I had the vaccine. Party. It was an appropriate question then, but it's not an appropriate question now that someone passed away right after getting their booster. Okay. Yeah. Interesting stuff.
I hope I didn't keep you too long here, Laura. We have 30 minutes left. You're welcome
nope.
to stay. I know you have kids, so I was giving you a free out if you wanted.
I probably ought to get going. My kids are waiting to see what we're doing next, and they've been on the screen for too long. I need to kick them off.
Okay. All right, so Laura,
it was nice to be here.
Yeah, my phone number or not, but if you'll check your Facebook, I'll give you my number and we can talk about the upcoming festival and see what I could do to help and we'll keep in touch about you hopefully having a show.
That sounds awesome. Okay.
All right. It's
very,
been set.
You just sent it. You're fast. You're awesome.
All right.
All right, Dave and Amanda, thanks so much.
Well, I go
good
by proof
coffee.
Here, but that's fine.
You go
okay.
by what?
I go by proof. It's the Proof Negative radio show.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh.
Cool. Very good.
All right.
All right. Good to chat with you guys.
All right. Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Have a nice night. We'll see ya.
Night.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm trying to find the – there we go. Okay. So we have not played this week's Broccoli Man.
All right. Let me jump on Facebook really fast. Okay, here we are. I'm pulling it up right now. It's going to take just a second.
Okay. Yeah, I got to see about coming to that festival. I'd like to have a booth and speak in front of everybody.
That was one of the reasons I wanted her to speak tonight, because they just, well, I should say we, I haven't been super involved, but they just decided on the date and the basic lineup of everyone. So that was just barely decided this week. We're still waiting to hear from that one speaker, the Just Ingredients. So I think they've got a pretty good setup now. And I've got Broccoli Man loaded.
All right, awesome.
Got that loaded.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are being hereby detained, sir. We have evidence that you have been meddling in the next president's election after this one.
Election meddling for not even the midterms or the next general election. But the one after that? How is that possible?
You are not going to access me today, little busy. You have done did been caught with my eyes, sir. Just fear that I am going to be forced to frog march you into globalist lair.
You are a joke. I actually want to hear this. How am I election meddling for an election that is for two presidents from now? You mean how like Democrats in Georgia lied about there being a water leak so they kicked out all the Republican poll watchers? Then they took ballots out of a suitcase and pushed them 3 or 4 times into the counting machine so Brandon would have extra votes. They were all just printed off thousands of times for Brandon and no other candidate. You mean like that?
Stop tackling on the screen, dude. We need to secure this election so we can get full-blown communism in this something ducker. Then we can put you useless dolts and the hard Republican voters into the boxcars and take them to the FEMA camps. That do not exist and definitely will never exist.
I am waiting, wiretap. Please tell me how I am meddling with an election that is not taking place for another 6 years.
Well, for starters, green dude. You just donated a $10 Federal Reserve note to the Republican Super PAC committee. That funding should be explicitly used to support whomever George Soros and Bill Gates direct you to vote for. You dumb diddly ding dong did not donate a fund to the Democrat Party.
Last I checked, we still have the freedom in America to donate to whatever campaigns I wish.
Wrong choice of words, says green dude. You need to help support Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Instead you are supporting MAGA. Did you not see Brandon's speeches? He even stated on the national smell-o-vision that you something that cares will be dealt with severely if you do not vote Democrat.
I do not support presidents who like to threaten most of America. I also require presidents to help make my life better. Plus, my choice for president, or any office, is always the one who does not diddle children.
That tears it green, dude. You need to treat us minor attracted persons as if we are royalty. Just for that unnecessary outburst, green dude, I am going to be forced to run my hands down your long flowing mane. You are trying to help the Republicans win the next several elections. That makes you an extreme terrorist threat. We need to help G-Globalists set up a one-world government. We cannot have the 99% having the freedoms to do what they want. We need to get everyone's microchips and eventually euthanize the population. You keep trying to thwart our efforts. You need to support John Fetterwoman, sir. You diddly ding dong dum did support Dr. Oz. You something lucker for real.
I will never allow the 1% to take over and destroy the world.
Don't worry, green dude. You will allow the 1% to take over and destroy the world. That is destroy your world, sir. Our world go just swimmingly if we can simply eradicate you dolts.
You need to stop using dead people for elections. We already know you use dead people to cover however many votes you need so you can take part in voter fraud. We know all your cheating tricks. We all know you all need to get that better woman to win so you can get that communist vote.
So what, green dude? No one bloody cares. Those lemmings do not care about voter fraud. They are happy crime is down.
Are you serious? Crime is way up. The poll you are quoting said they are not using the top 100 cities in that study. It is a facty that not putting criminals in jail and promoting crime is causing crime to spike way up.
Do you know what is going way up? My monkey. If you want, I can release you from my custody if you and me can do the curly shuffle. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do like they do on the Discovery Channel. Here we go now. We can get in my 1993 Geo Metro and park in the Chick-fil-A parking lot since today is Sunday.
That's going to always be a no from me, dog.
That's finna be a yes for me, dog. You turn me down more than General Mills turns us down for selling blueberry and Count Chocula in the springtime.
Look, I have crime to fight. Can I please just go catch a child predator without you bothering me?
Look, football head, you will allow us to steal the Brazil election. Then you will let us steal the Pennsylvania election so we can fast-track our communism here.
You fuss budgets and dolts will all go with our agenda, or we will shut your microchips off and place you in the FEMA camps. That do not exist. You keep talking about inflation. That is just a Republican dog whistle for racism. You do not like being called a racist, do you? It is a fact that gas was more expensive under Trump than with Brandon. Now you are spreading racism when you say the word inflation.
Hey, you simpleton. The price of gas when Trump was in power in January 20th, 21 and the price was $2.07 and now it is $5.34 here. It is more than double now.
Yes, but that was under Trump. You don't want Trump really in power, do you? Besides, you are only saying the word inflation because black people and Latinos have never heard of the word inflation before. It is just a term for you white people. Minorities do not know or even care about inflation costs. They will just get their welfare and food stamps. Stop trying to take food stamps away from those poor minorities. And you keep killing grandma by not putting that bloody scam on that face.
That is exactly why there is a red tsunami this year. People are done being lied to and fed propaganda.
That was the final straw, green dude. Now I am placing you in my handcuffs. You are now under arrest. PayPal will be fining you $2,500.00 right this instant for disinformation. And with that I will need to retrieve those dungarees, sir. I also need said dungarees as well. I am going to have to search that junk and that monkey. You might be hiding a bazooka machine gun, a hand grenade, or some baby formula inside your junk.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, that will be happening. Though I need to put my peanut butter in your chocolate and create a peanut butter cup, green dude.
Hey everyone. I am going to have to cut this short. I am going to handle business with the wiretap. I may even have to arrest him for being a child predator.
I will be arresting you for beating a something like a buskill and a biznitch. He is going against trans rights.
I will never support child trafficking. Please support our message by not voting Democrats until they come correct on American freedom. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Listen to freedomizerradio.com and he is on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Keep up to date with fighting the one world government. Help promote freedom and share about the Proof Negative radio show.
You 99% dolts will bow down and listen to us 1% Tess. You'll only touch the records that I say. You will get your gene therapies on your microchips. When we tell you to go to the FEMA camps. Even though they will never ever exist.
Quit gaslighting the public. You will never be able to put everyone in those FEMA camps.
Alright, I hope that was okay.
Oh yeah, as usual, it's always the obvious misinformation from wiretaps that we get to enjoy. And he's always obsessed with somebody's delicious kumquat. Have you made any new music lately?
Nothing more than just stuff I might use in a reel. I haven't done anything that I would say would be a song, but that might be something I work on this weekend.
Ah, sweet. Well, I think that's awesome because if you do end up coming here for the event on the 14th, and at least if you're doing a booth, I think you should advertise your music, if there's a download that they can do or something along those lines. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't mind.
I know you don't have a lot of time considering you have a day job and you do Freedomizer quite a few hours and you're always creating new content for Broccoli Man. I know you're you're pretty busy, but you know, making music is very important. Don't let your day job get in the way of your music. When was the last time you did some comedy for, like, on stage?
Oh, I'm not even interested in that anymore.
Hmm.
No, 2003, that was it. I was done, and I'm okay with that.
And now you can use Broccoli Man to add some humor, drop some music, lyrics into your Broccoli Man videos, make fun of what's going on today in the world. And so you said, I did not realize this, but you said you have interviewed Dr. Madej before. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Very nice. So that, was this just recently, like in 2020?
I had her come on, like, when she was on that that airplane crash, so I haven't talked to her since.
Oh. Got it. Yeah, I was curious of when that was. So, and that's good to know. I'm excited to have her come just because she has done a lot of research. And I appreciate that about her, going through a lot of the research and actually getting the vials of the gene therapy, as you call it, and proving that there are unknown substances floating around in that weird concoction and proving it with her microscope video. I thought that was
today, if you say all that stuff, then they will still fact check you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a page restricted sticker on my spy book for several months, and I noticed that since November 1st, I had 9 fact check strikes.
Oh my gosh.
So now I have that sticker again on my page.
Oh, boy. I got one on Instagram today. I haven't had one in a while either, and got one on Instagram for an older post, of course. But, they must be busy now that it's elections are over. So waited till November 8th to come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, mine was through that election week, so they must not have liked the fact that the thing is that when I clicked to see what it was that I got fact-checked on, it just says error. So I can't even see the picture that they fact-checked me on.
That's crazy.
So I'm just supposed to take their word for it.
I know other times when I'm fact-checked, I'll actually go and if I'm able to, sometimes I'm able to, contest it. And I've had 2 times that I've had my post restored. One was like within 20 minutes of me contesting their decision.
There was one last year that was from our local Las Vegas Review-Journal. And all I did was share that there was a school board meeting the night before. And they said I was showing pornography on my page, and I had a 30-day ban.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that. Holy crap. That's obvious. That's blatant. There's no way you can't explain that away. That is blatant censorship.
And my brother is a fact-checker and loves his fact-checking job at TikTok because he's happy to make people mad by shutting down their TikToks.
That's your brother?
And,
what the heck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was saying that they might do that because they don't have a category for you and they don't want to go back on it, so they'll just pick something and say that it can't be reviewed.
Oh, I see. They just wanted to shut you down, but they don't have
There's no code. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Good to know. That explains a lot, doesn't it? It's not fair. It's not right, but it explains it. Hmm.
Yeah, so they could just put any sticker on anything and, well, we just don't want you to talk, so we're just going to put something on it.
Wow. Well, I know a lot of people have, since Elon Musk took over Twitter, have either left the platform or joined. And I was reading somebody's post on Facebook today that they had gone to Twitter, made their first post that they have in a long time, and still got canceled. So I'm like, huh, go figure. It's social media. You're never gonna get have that ability to just tell the truth or tell your perspective. And you'll just get labeled pornography, even though it's not. I posted something about a face mask and in 2021 and got a 30-day ban for pornography because it was a face mask that looked like an S&M, some sort of sexual thing that I can't even explain it because I didn't know what it was. But anyway, it was saying, oh, look, who's a good boy? had a face mask that looked like some kind of masochistic sexual thing. And, yeah, so I got banned for that. And that had been shared. I shared it from Facebook. So it had been shared by somebody else on Facebook. I just reshared it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just shared something. Montana Referendum 131 from yesterday's Montana votes requires medical care for infants born alive. And so the question is, do you want to require medical care to be provided to infants who are born alive, including after an attempted abortion? And the answer was no. 52.1% said no, they should not be allowed medical care. 47.9% said yes, they should get medical care. So if you don't want the baby, all you have to do is walk away and say, don't do anything for the baby and let the baby die.
This is disturbing on so many levels. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it. That's sick. That is
like
sick.
You can't just let the baby go up for adoption?
Right.
But then again, Planned Parenthood makes its money off of body parts, so I understand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no. They're so altruistic, and all they're doing is providing help for young mothers. Right.
Yeah, I don't know
as
what help
myself,
they're providing by not taking care of a baby.
Right. Sure. As a young woman myself, I remember, I never went to Planned Parenthood, but I do remember them having a reputation as the place where you go to either get birth control or get an abortion, and that's all they were used for. So any other person who says something different, they're full of it. Because they have always been known as kill the baby clinic, however they can do that. There's no help. Of course they're going to try to make money off of their murderous behaviors through selling body parts and then laughing about it behind closed doors, laughing about it. Sick.
Yeah, so we're still waiting on election stuff for Arizona. And I don't think we have an answer for Nevada either.
Okay.
That is pretty shameful.
Yeah. Agreed. But I guess what do you expect? This is what we've been reduced to. Oh, yes. And the thing I got fact-checked for on Instagram was saying that it used to be where votes were counted in one night, and now they're not. So
yeah.
the fact check was, I gotta read it now. It was just something like, no, they're not. It wasn't even any proof. It was just more like them saying, no, no, they're not. Oh, here it is. So my post read, funny how we could easily count every vote in every state on election night until a few years ago, and then the full fact check, quote unquote, their response is, from politic fact, no, every vote wasn't previously counted on election night. That was their fact check. Nope, they just want to say no. Pretty hilarious, actually. But yes, apparently people are feeling kind of let down from their not so newfound happiness at Twitter. I can't say anything because I had a Twitter account maybe when they first came on the scene and thought it was done and never returned, so I don't have a Twitter. If I do, it's completely dead. It's been too many years to count. But I thought it was stupid and wasn't interested. So apparently it's not as wonderful as people thought.
All right, well, we got the 60-second buzzer, Amanda, so you know what that means. We did it again.
Yep. Another successful night.
Well, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Always good, and I think we'll be awesome to have Laura come and join the Freedomizer Radio.
I hope so. I was trying. But anyway, I got to get out of here, so... Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember only you can make what the fire. I am Proof Negative. I am Proof Negative.